Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Thursday, one day before the Day of Giving and Caring with United Way of West Florida and all over the country. So that's why I'm saying thank you for being a friend, not to honor the Golden Girls, although I still love them. But this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Have some special guests in the studio this morning. Donna Bliss is here. She is the Community Impact Coordinator for United Way of West Florida. And Christy Pate, who is the marketing manager. And I asked them literally, I think yesterday, could you please come in and talk about the Day of Caring? And they agreed to do so. So thank you so much for coming in, because this is truly one of my favorite community events, and it does impact so many people. So tell us all about it. And let's first of all talk about United Way of West Florida, just a little bit about who you are and what your mission is. Because some people, we hear about United Way, but maybe we don't really know what it is.
For sure. Thank you, Meg, so much for having us here today. Again, it's such a privilege to be here before the Day of Caring to really highlight what we do here in our local community. So United Way, we're big on promoting our youth and also our community and preparing people of our community to be financially secure and also healthy. And these initiatives are super important to us, and one of the main things that we do is Day of Caring. Mm-hmm. So like you said, this is a worldwide thing where all of our United Ways participate in making our community better. And this year we have 68 different projects we're doing here in
locally
the community. Yes,
68
wow. Different projects in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
That's unbelievable. I had
it's
no idea.
It's really amazing. It
wow.
really truly is.
That's exciting.
It's actually up from last year.
Oh, that's even better. So
we're
so happy. Yes.
Well, I have to confess, it's been a while. I used to serve over the United Way in Santa Rosa. And I want to say when we did it, maybe 20 or 30, if I recall. But now this was a couple decades ago. However, 60, that blows my mind. That's amazing.
And yes. Almost 700 volunteers.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so what does this entail? I know we only have a little bit of time, but I'm sure we're not going to be able to cover everything. But how does this all come together? And what does it mean, this Day of Caring?
So, again, this is our largest single-day volunteer event of the year for United Way and as a whole. And this is an annual tradition that brings together hundreds of volunteers from local businesses and organizations across the community. And they all complete hands-on projects that directly benefit nonprofits and schools.
That's so cool.
It really is cool. I can't even list all of the organizations or all of the different projects that we're doing, but just looking down the list this morning, I was amazed again at how many schools we're going out into. And
oh,
I
really?
Love that all of the schools have gotten on board with this. And they know that this is a way that they can get things done that they need to get done. And they put out their projects, you know, in advance, and different organizations sign up and volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything from beautification to organizing. I mean, gosh, what else am I missing, Donna? Like
painting the schools, yep. Building ramps,
mm-hmm.
A deck. I believe I saw one was building. Of course, we can't forget to mention building houses.
Oh, yeah.
Habitat.
For sure.
Yeah.
Habitat for Humanity is out there doing some great projects.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, I'm looking at this list here. I mean, as you said, there's lots of schools on there. One of my favorite organizations, ARC Gateway, is involved this year.
Yes.
We also have the Red Cross, it looks like.
Yes.
What are some of the others?
Yes, and the Red Cross is doing some great work with our veterans and writing some letters and supporting our local veterans. Yes, so we're very excited about that. We also have, Navy Federal Credit Union is doing a lot of different projects and a lot at different elementary schools. And packing some Thanksgiving boxes, things like that. There really definitely a lot of painting, a lot of beautification going on. One of our cool projects is, I believe it's Pensacola Energy that's working with Project Green Shores, which is the multi-million dollar habitat restoration and creation project, which is in downtown Pensacola along the urban shore of Pensacola Bay. So I think they're doing some cool stuff with plantings, some native plants there. So we're excited to get out and get some pictures and cover all these great things our volunteers are doing.
It's awesome. I'm looking at this as the 2025 Day of Caring committee, and you've got about 20 people on the committee. So this is a big thing to coordinate.
It really is. It's a massive effort. So we're very thankful for all of our volunteers. I mean, we just couldn't make this happen without them. So it's really just an amazing way to see the community come together and get so many things done.
Yeah, it really sounds like fun. So in the process, since you're fairly new, correct, Donna?
Yes.
So absolutely. What is your take on all of this good stuff?
Well, actually I came from another United Way.
Oh, okay.
And so this is typical for us as United Way to unite our communities and get them out and get them, you know, engaged in these volunteer activities. And I get really excited just seeing the volunteers and their excitement about engaging those nonprofits in the schools and being able to do things. So this is pretty exciting. I've never had such, you know, 68 projects and, you know, 670 plus volunteers.
Wow.
And, you know, and just seeing the energy that they're bringing and understanding, you know, their impact. And in fact, talking about impact, I was amazed that last year we had, you know, this project brought 2,900 volunteer hours for an overall community impact of $93,460.
Wow.
And so that when you...
Yeah, the economic impact that comes out of this.
Right. And, you know, if you stop and think, nonprofits are always they're waiting because they really don't have those opportunities to get people in there to do things. And schools, too. I mean, if you can imagine beautification. And I listened to the presentation by one of our groups talk about painting the stairway for the kids at one of the schools and how the kids were just coming up to them and saying, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you so much. So, you know, just the feel-good part of it as being a volunteer, you know, this is a great way to give back to your community, engage yourself with the United Way, and see an impact that will last and grow with, you know, those that are receiving it.
So is it too late to volunteer for tomorrow, or do you think there might be some possibilities? Maybe a little too late, but
I think it's too late for tomorrow.
Okay.
But the main reason we want to get out there and tell our story is so we can grow this event even bigger next year. We're hoping next year we have even more projects and so many more volunteers. So I would definitely encourage anyone who's listening, if you're not familiar with this or you haven't volunteered before, get on our website. Check out all of the information there. You can learn about it for next year and tell all of your friends. The more people who know about this, the bigger we can make it and the bigger impact we can have here in the community.
And of course, you need volunteers year round, not just for this day, correct?
That's what I was going to say. So I'm going to give a plug to go to our website, uwwf.org. And when you get there, just go over to the highlighted volunteer tab.
I see a big yellow one. I'm looking at it right
now. Big and yellow. Click on that. And when you get there, there's a blue button in the center that says volunteer. That's our Get Connected platform. It's a wonderful platform for volunteers to set up a profile. And then you can actually choose those organizations that will have projects throughout the year that they might be asking for. And it could be different things. It could be packing boxes. You know, it could be arranging supply rooms. It could be many things. But there are usually our nonprofits, our agencies within our two counties that are listing those one-day projects. And you as a volunteer can sign up for them. And we'd be happy to help you, you know, get that profile going.
Excellent. We're talking with Donna and Kate Christie from the United Way of West Florida. We're going to come back right after the break and tell you about more ways you can get involved. And the most important thing is we want you to be aware of this tremendous day that's happening in our community tomorrow, the United Way Day of Caring. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. In the studio today, I have Donna Bliss, who is the Community Impact Coordinator, and Christy Pate, Marketing Manager for United Way of West Florida. And yes, they have a very good reason to be here today to tell us all about tomorrow, October 24th, Friday's Day of Caring in our community. 68 different projects, which just blows me away. I think that's so fantastic that you're coordinating with all these different organizations. How many volunteers did you say?
670.
Ooh, it's a lot of volunteers. Yeah. So if you've missed the opportunity to volunteer tomorrow, what can they do? How can we volunteer?
Well, you know, they can always still go to that website, United Way website, uwwf.org, and go on over to that yellow volunteer tab. Click on that. Set up your profile, and there, you know, you can, as a volunteer, just search for activities that could be happening day after Day of Caring.
Okay, because there's something going on
year-round. There's going to be a volunteer project, and that's our goal at the United Way. We really want to unite community through our Get Connected platform to have those volunteer opportunities. So I'm going to do a shameless plug. I'm kind of leading that out this year, and so I'm excited about it myself.
Excellent. Well, and one thing people have to remember, that the United Way of West Florida is also a nonprofit, so you need donations year-round to help continue these different projects and make a difference in the community. So if somebody wants to donate, how do we go about doing that?
Yes, you can. It is too late to volunteer for tomorrow, but it is not too late to donate. So again, just visit our website. There's a big button up on the top on the right there. So again, our website, uwwf.org, and it's all super user friendly. So you can definitely donate. You can also, like Donna said, look into opportunities to volunteer year round. We love to get everyone connected and find out how you can help serve our community as well.
And so the United Way serves kind of a unique role in a sense, because you're basically bringing nonprofits together in our community, empowering them in different ways, supporting them in different ways. Can you talk about, you've gone through a lot of changes over the years. Can you talk about where United Way of West Florida is now? Because there used to be different county United Ways, and now it's all come together. So where are we today?
So today, you know, our United Way of West Florida serves both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And within that, we have those nonprofit entities that are providing those services directly to, you know, community beneficiaries. And we engage each county every day, every month, every week. We come, you know, we come empowered by our staff comes empowered daily to reach out to our counties and to our agencies to ensure that we're giving them their technical assistance that they need to be able to provide those services.
Right, right. So it's a very huge role that you play.
It is. It is. You know, our mission is to unite our community and leverage those resources to improve lives. And we do that through our, you know, of course, our giving campaigns, our workplace campaigns, you know, our Day of Caring, our Stop the Bus. I mean, our VITA, volunteer,
income tax.
Yeah, income tax assistance. Thank you. I was just telling our
That's important.
Our VITA manager. I have a hard time with that acronym myself.
I have so many acronyms for every business and organizations. It is hard to keep track of all of them.
It is. But yes, so yes, we wake up every morning with our engaged to serve our communities, both in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties.
So tomorrow's Day of Caring, you have 68 different projects. So obviously we don't have enough time to go through all of them today.
No.
But also coming up with the holidays, there'll be some things that you'll be focusing on too. Do you have a little bit of information for us on that yet, or do I need to bring you back in about a month?
Oh, I think you probably need to bring us back, Meg. We have a lot of things in the works here. But we, you know, our biggest thing right now has been Day of Caring.
Yes.
So we've been
gotta get past
full steam ahead
when
with
you're in a nonprofit,
everybody.
You have this date. You want to just get past that day.
We do. But we're in an excited kind of way. We've been very much looking forward to this. So we're super pumped. So everyone keep an eye out for all of your volunteers tomorrow. Everyone will be wearing their United Way t-shirts. So if you see kind of a mint colored shirt this year with a navy blue writing on it.
A group of people out in the front yard of one of our nonprofits.
You should be able to recognize them. They're going to be in so many different schools. So tell your kids, keep an eye out too. Make sure to thank them because we could not make this happen without them. And also, I wanted to thank our sponsors here this year. Publix, Office Pride, Gulfwinds Credit Union, International Paper, and South State Bank. We couldn't do all of these amazing things without our sponsors too. So we're very, very thankful to have such amazing organizations support such an amazing effort here in our community.
Well, I have to say, I'm very biased, but Pensacola and the surrounding area is one of the most giving, charitable communities I've ever lived in. And United Way of West Florida is one of that. You have a great leader, Laura Gilliam.
Oh, yes.
She's amazing. She's really amazing. And she said she couldn't come in today, which I'm not surprised that she's busy. I don't know. What are you doing, Laura, the day before Day of Caring? But I'm so appreciative that y'all were able to come in. And so can you just highlight a couple of the projects that are happening? Obviously, we can't do 68, but do you have a couple on your list that you could highlight? I know that you said the Red Cross, they're doing letters.
Yes, they are doing some letters for veterans. I know that's taking place at a lot of the different libraries.
Is this for Santa letters, I think, or Christmas letters, possibly?
I think they're thank you letters. Well, it might be.
Yeah, so. Okay.
And then I know that there has been a lot of work with the Furry Friends of Panhandle Rescue, which is, I think, a popular one, mm-hmm. since that has a lot to do with some puppy adoptions and things that they need, making some dog toys, bathing some of the animals.
So we're not leaving anybody out.
We are not. No, this is all important for our community. There are a lot of painting projects. I know mm-hmm. at Greater Pensacola Junior Golf Association, they have their first tee golf course where they're painting some of their goofy golf holes. So, and that's FPL's doing that.
Excellent.
So we're super excited about that. Gosh, there's so many. It's so hard to highlight them. But the Ronald McDonald House is one of my personal favorites. Mm. I have personal experience with them. It's been 13 years ago, but when my son was born, he had to stay in the NICU. And so we stayed at the Ronald McDonald House for 5 days, which before that, I didn't even know what the Ronald McDonald House did.
It's so an amazing place.
They do such amazing things. So I am so happy and proud that we have so many volunteers going to help them get things done around there to help such amazing families in need. What an incredible organization, and we're so happy to partner with organizations like this.
Okay, well, that is just the tip of the iceberg, just a few of the projects that will be happening tomorrow. So you see folks out in those mint green shirts, honk your horn, wave at them, bring them some water, anything that you can do to say, hey, we support what you're doing for our community. We're talking with United Way on Pep Talk. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, and we're back with our friends from the United Way of West Florida. Just a couple minutes left, and I know you wanted to say a few more things before we go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just want to make the point that this day wouldn't be possible. I have to say thank you to our committee, our Day of Caring committee. You know, they do a phenomenal job. They are always right there to make sure that we've got, you know, all the lists together. They made the decisions on the T-shirts, and you know, they just do a great job, and we want to thank them for their support, because it couldn't be possible without them. And that's what United Way does, right?
Well, volunteers are everything.
We're a volunteer, really, and you know, United Way is pretty much a community of your peers. Mm-hmm. But I also want to thank our board, because they're volunteers too. So just thank our own internal volunteers. Thank you for what you do for United Way of West Florida.
And I'll throw it out there for the staff, because you have a hardworking staff. Anytime you work for a nonprofit, typically you have more work than what you're getting paid for. That's just the way it is. So the people that work there typically have big hearts. So thank you guys for coming in today. I know it's a busy day, and I appreciate you coming into the studio to talk about it.
Thank you, Mae.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so United Way of West Florida, let's review how folks can get in touch with you. If they want to volunteer or get involved, how do they do that? And how can they find out more?
Yes, you can always visit our website at uwwf.org. Also, follow us on social media, United Way of West Florida. We're going to be sharing a lot of highlights from Day of Caring. So check us out on Facebook and Instagram, and we're on LinkedIn. So, yeah, just follow along. And again, thank you to all of our amazing volunteers. We'd like to wish you a wonderful Day of Caring.
All right. Thank you, Donna Bliss, and Christy Pate. Thank you both for being here with United Way of West Florida. Day of Caring is tomorrow, y'all. So be sure and head out there and support all the folks and volunteers that are going to be very busy. 68 projects. That's incredible.
It's incredible.
All right. Thanks so much for being
here.
Thanks for all you do.
This is
Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Remember to be kind, be gentle, and love now.